Hello, good evening and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. I did a gig last night. Where was it? I can't remember. Oh yeah, just in Ealing. In a pub. Right, this night I do every now and again. It's Sam Rhodes. It's 10 minutes. It's, you always get actual audience, you know, good, solid gig. And Sam's a lovely guy. Anyway, the reason why I say all of this is because the last few times I've done it, I've basically opened. And when you open, the people aren't pissed. There's not as many people there. So I was like, no, I'm going to go in the second half this time. And then when I went in the second half, the first half was packed. And the second half, a lot of people had left. So great. But look, first gig back in a month. It's been 1 month since I've gigged. So it's just nice to get back into the swing of things. Because it will... I don't know if you do stand-up comedy and you're listening to this. But if you're out for 1 month, you feel like you have just completely forgotten exactly what to do. And when I got on stage, I was not natural. I was finding it very difficult. And then Sam said afterwards, oh, well done, that was really good. And I was like, it wasn't. It was fucking shit. And he said, no, you're beating yourself up. It wasn't as bad. You know, he didn't even say that. He said it was good. He said it was very loose. I was like, well, that's good. And I've noticed that. I feel nervous and like I'm not being natural or confident on stage. And then when I watch it back, you can't tell those nerves so much. So that's what you got to kind of remember, is that when you're on stage freaking out, most people can't see the freak out. And also, here's a big thing, and I've heard other comedians say this, is you can think about something on stage for, say, 2 seconds. So there'll be like a 2 second silence. But for you, it's like 20 seconds whilst your brain's going, fuck. And it's never as bad as it is when you're on stage. So, broke the pony. What's the phrase? I smashed the back doors out your mum and back on stage. So, yes, I have a gig tonight in St. Albans, which is normally a full room, actually, which makes me a bit nervous because I'm not happy exactly with... the set. It's like punching smoke. It's like I'm there but I'm not there. I can't get it to click. Anyway, so yes, I'll be doing that, and then I have a gig on Thursday as well, and then I've got a comedian, Jake Lennon. He has invited me on his radio show or something, and I don't know anything about it. How to do it, where to go, do I need a day off work because I haven't booked one? What the fuck? So I'm going to have to message him probably this now. Need to sort that out and work out what to do there. But I have been out Saturday at a dinner party with a judge. I think I told you that. And then Sunday, I went to see my friend do the London Marathon. And by the way, if you are a spectator in the London Marathon, unless you have a solid plan of where to stand and where to go, it's a fucking nightmare. So that was just many thousand steps of walking, and going into London's exhausting. And then Monday, I met my friends from Meal, which was very nice. Thanks very much. But I was knackered. Just like I said to them, my social battery's already low. Tuesday gig, Wednesday gig, Thursday gig, Friday this radio thing. So that's 6 days in a row I'm going to be out. And at 45 years old, I don't want to be like, it's because I'm old. I think if I was, doesn't matter what age actually, I would be fucking wrecked doing this. So yes, but you got to pursue it. And when I came home, I had a talk with Davina and I said, look, what's the deal with airplane food? Now, what's the deal with comedy at me doing this thing? We're going to have to talk about it properly. And we tried to talk about it properly once before because I was at a real low ebb with it, as it happens. And I was like, I think I might give up. And this was, I don't know, 8 months ago, a year ago or something. And then it obviously picked up again, like it does. And she was like, well, yeah, if you're gonna give up, no problem. Yeah, she didn't tell me to, but she was kind of like, yeah, you'll be around more, whatever. But then I came home last night and had a talk about it and said, I need to give it a proper go. And I'm not at the moment. I'm half in, I'm half out. I'm really shit at the admin. I'm like, I'm just booking. I'm not going to take any 5 minutes. And I'm not going to do any bringer gigs, which is fine. I think I don't need to anymore. But it means I've got to be more proactive at finding gigs. And I'm just like, and my corporate job is so ass-kicking at the moment and so much pressure that I haven't been able to focus on this kind of creative pursuit. So I'm like, look, what do I do? And so we talked about it, and I said, well, how about maybe I do, like, how about for the next year, I give it a real proper good try? Like, proper. And I don't know what that means, proper, but I think it means things like finishing that Adam Bloom book that I bought, writing every day, booking more gigs, taking it more seriously, doing some more gigs that scare me, like Angel Comedy, which terrifies me. The last time I did it, I nearly puked. So I can't be that. I envy the type of person who can just work in a fucking job and go, oh, this is me. I'm an accountant and this is what I do. And I climbed the accountancy pole and then I became a CFO and that was my life. And then on their grave, they're like, oh, here lies Peter Whiteleg, CFO. Well done. I mean, and that's fine if that's what you want to do. But like, oh. I don't know, and I think as people get older, they realise that corporate careers are not the answer to contentment or happiness. I was speaking to my mate on that meal on Monday, and I was going on about how I don't understand how he loves his job. He always talks about how he loves his job, and he's like, I've never said I love my job. And it's like, you're 45 now, and you realise that your job's shit. And he's like, no, I said I like my job in the context of a job. And I was like, no, for 20 years nearly, you have been banging the fucking drum of how you love your job. Love. Because we used to argue about that word. And he's like, no, I've never said that. And it's like, you've said that a million times. So I think the point is you start getting to, you know, you're climbing the pole when you're younger and you're getting a little bit more money and then you suddenly get a little bit more status. And that's enough to keep you in these shit jobs. And then it gets to a point where suddenly you're like 40 and it's, oh, this is all a load of bullshit and it doesn't mean anything to me. And it's like, yes, I know. I'm not saying I got it earlier than other people and I'm smarter than them, but I got it earlier than other people and I'm smarter than them. All right, that's it. I will see you on the next pod.